Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Happy Thursday, meatballs. Thursday, Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod. We love you. We miss you. Hello.
Hey, meatballs. So, Nicole, how was your weekend?
Bitch.
Oh,
all right,
my
so
God.
Like I Meatball. Told you guys, I had
Meatball had
shows.
Herself a weekend.
I mean, I had two shows back to back. And, you know, me and Joey are like me and Dina. When we get together, like, we love our wines. We love just, you know, enjoying our drinks.
Yeah,
so me and Joey had a show, Staten Island. And I wake up from Staten Island because we have to be on a flight to Boston at like 12 o'clock. So I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck is my phone? I left the phone in the Uber and I'm like, oh my God. So then I had to call the Uber driver. I paid him $1,000 to bring it to my house. And
oh,
then he drove me
God.
To the airport. So as I'm driving to the airport, this is when the cyber attack happened, because Microsoft like broke down. Like what happened with that?
That is so crazy. Like
it was a cyber attack and they're not saying it is.
It was a global shutdown. Like, people with Teslas couldn't drive them. Like,
see, that's why I don't trust Teslas.
Yeah, like, Jenny's like, yeah, I can't leave my house. My Tesla's not working. I'm like, imagine.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's crazy. Nicole got left at the airport for, like, hours. All her
hours
canceled. I went to, I had a doctor's appointment. And, like, because, oh, so I'll talk about this later. So, CJ had to get blood work done. And luckily, we had the paper, because if you didn't have the paper, you couldn't get your blood work done because none of the computers were working. I'm like, this is crazy, pants. Like,
literally
all the
insane.
Hospitals were down.
Yeah.
All the banks were down. Nicole missed all her flights. But I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is crazy. This is like everybody kept talking about we were being conspiracy theorists about, you know, all the power grids going down. This was kind of like a taste of it.
I mean, yeah. So ever since that movie came out, what was it called again? Leave the World Behind on Netflix.
Yeah, I still
haven't watched
it.
After me and Dina saw that, we were preparing. We're like, nope,
yeah.
this is going to happen one day. It's going to happen. And literally, it could have been that. Like, we could have just lost everything and everybody would have been fucked. No idea how to, like, communicate with people. It was crazy. So
it all seems fishy to me.
It's all fishy. So, yeah, I get into my Uber car because he brings my phone. I give him $1,000. Thank you so much. And I was like, okay, can you drop me off at the airport now?
First of all, I can't believe you gave him $1,000. You were like, give me that. I'll give you $1,000.
Because he refused to come till like 4 o'clock. He's like, I have kids. I can't make it. He was all the way in Coney Island. He was 2 hours away. And it's 9 o'clock at this point. And I'm like, I need my phone or I'm not going to Boston. Like, I need a phone. I need to be able to, like, you know, talk to my kids. Like, I can't go without a phone. So that's why I was like,
you're
all right,
lucky $1,000. He like picked up the phone at all and gave it back to you.
Yeah. So thank God that he was like a nice man,
a decent human being.
Yeah. So thankful for that. So, yeah, so I get into the car and I'm like, all right, I'm going to make it. Everything's going good. Like, what a crazy night. But now I have to do it again. And then the flight cancels. So I'm literally sitting at the airport for like 5 hours.
Crazy.
It was crazy. The lounge was insane. But yeah, I ended up making it to Boston right in time for our show. And then there's a clip of me on TikTok.
So wait, that was your appearance though. That wasn't your show, right?
No, yeah. So the show, like, we were fine. Like, that's when I started to like have my first wine because I was hungover. And then, you know, I started to like feel okay again. And then we went to dinner and I had a martini. And then once I got to the club, I was like almost like drunk. And then obviously I'm drinking vodka seltzers.
Oh no,
at
yeah,
the club.
You had your drunk face on. And that, and as soon as I saw that TikTok, I was like, oh, she's drunkies.
Oh yeah. And that was probably, I got to the club at like 12:30. That was probably like
you
an hour into
drunk.
The club because I was dancing the entire time. I loved all the music. I was just like ready to dance because I haven't danced in a while.
Yeah.
So I was like pumped. But yeah.
You were like on the edge of the, you're like holding onto the DJ booth on the, you had like very little space. I'm like, where is she going?
Well, I ended up going up there because you know, when you get to a club appearance, they give you the mic and you like say hi to everyone,
yeah.
Be like, come over, we'll take pictures or whatever. And where I was in my booth, like you couldn't see anybody. So I had to be like all the way up. So like the whole club could see me. So I ended up going up there and then I stayed because I guess I liked it.
Yeah. You enjoyed it up there.
So like, I ended up, so I was wearing these wedges. It
I'm
was
on
like
top of the world.
That's yeah, it was like a cute like. Wedge shoe. It was like really tall and I was dancing. And then right when I kicked my leg up, I don't know, I was doing these kicks. I don't know what was happening. But when I did my kick, my wedge like slipped and you see me like hit my chin on the freaking table. And then I guess I hit my boob and my arm really hard because there's a big bruise on my boob. And
well,
break,
your chin looked like it. I was like, oh, my God.
No, my chin is perfectly
like your
fine,
chin got shattered.
Oh, it's so weird. My chin doesn't hurt at all. No bruise, like nothing. I woke up totally fine. Nothing hurt. But then, like, I see this big bruise on my boob and, like, my arm. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then Gianni sees it. And he's like, what the hell happened to you? I was like,
God.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that was there. And then I'm thinking, like, well, how did I get that bruise? And I'm like, oh, my God. I fell.
Yeah, well, yep. There was
Yep.
There was proof of it.
Yeah, so I ended up flying home. I got home at like 2 o'clock on Saturday, and then I had to get in my car and then drive all the way down the shore. I got an Uber because I like needed to sleep.
Oh yeah, all banged up. Forget it.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't. I was like, I was like, I can't even drive. I'm going to fall asleep, and like, I feel just anxiety. I can't drive. So I get down the shore, and my sister-in-law looks at me, and she's like, "Ugh," like, "You look hungover. You sound hungover." I'm like, "Thank you." And I ended up just passing out.
Oh,
and
you sound hungover.
Yeah, she goes, you sound hungover. I'm like, I know, Janelle. Thank you. I feel like shit. So then Sunday, I literally just rested all day. I got Burger King. And then Monday, I started to feel like myself. And then now I'm back to normal. So, yeah, I told you it was going to be a weekend.
Yeah, you did. You're like, I'm not going to feel great on Sunday. And you were right.
I was like, I'm going to die, dude. Pray for me.
Couple more bangs and bruises than you expected, but
oh
hey.
Oh, my God. So usually my...
You were meatball-faced.
Yeah, so usually as like a meatball, I usually fall and it's like a silly fall, like, whoa, there she goes. But when Dina falls, Dina like really like... It looks like she breaks bones and then she pops up and she's fine.
I luckily haven't felt like that in so long. Thank
God.
Oh,
yeah. No, I'm talking about like back in the day, like how
yeah.
you like fell. You
I don't
like
know
it
how.
Looked like you broke arms and stuff. So
oh,
I
yeah.
had like an old school Dina fall. And
yeah.
I bounced right back up. My head was like, I'm okay.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen.
Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
All of our roommates, like, joke, like, thank God, knock on wood, neither of us have, like, broken a bone or something, but they're like, you two are, like, Jell-O. Or, like, what are they? They're, like, we're Gumby. Because we...
Oh, yeah, they call us Gumby.
We, like, fall, we bounce back up, like, hey!
And yeah,
they're like, what is wrong with you two?
And then and the next, like, and then the next day, they're like, are you guys like hurt? Are you okay? We're like, no, why?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like, I feel good. I just need a bagel.
We get offended. My favorite is we get offended. We're like, why?
Oh my god, that is literally the worst. Because obviously, you know, me and Dina, when we film and everyone goes to bed, like me and Dina, like, you know, we want to be meatballs. We want to like have fun and dance. And then we wake up and we just feel like everyone's judgy, but they're probably not. And we're like, oh, leave us alone.
Half the time they want us to stay up so that like we, you know, we're filming more. And they're like, all right, meatballs, stay up, clock in. And we're like, all right. And then we just continue having a good time. So they don't really know what happens. So yeah, they're probably not even judging us. But
no,
they're just
asking really what happened.
We just feel judged.
And we're like, shut up. We had
you
fun.
Know why? Because we're judging ourselves. That's why.
Oh, totally. Yeah, because we hate ourselves.
Like, oh, I hate this. I'm never doing it again. Cut
no, literally.
Two. Cut
we're
two.
Basically that's like, fine. Delete. Just delete it.
Oh, I see little feet. Yeah. So I had a eating meatball moment. So I actually had a really good weekend myself. So remember I told you I was going to bring the kids to the movies.
So oh my God, cute.
Yeah. I wound up bringing them to the movies and we saw Inside Out too. And they were so good. And we got snacks. It was, I mean, I ate like a whole bag of popcorn to myself, like a degenerate.
Oh, good
and
for you.
So gross, but I didn't care. But Inside Out 2 got me. Because it was about like anxiety and I have it. And I'm like, oh, I'm like watching. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. So everyone was talking about how they talk about like anxiety and depression, but I never saw Inside Out 1. So I need to get my shit together.
Inside Out 1 was more about joy and sadness and like, just like the emotions people understand pretty much easily. And then this one was about like embarrassment and anxiety. So the new character was anxiety. And, like, she thought she was, like, controlling everything and making everything better, but she was actually just making everything worse, and she wasn't allowing any of the other emotions to, like, think or act or do anything. It was, like, the kids probably didn't understand it at all, but because of me, like, who I am and my OCD, I was like, oh, my God. I was like about to cry. I was like wanting to cry in the movie theater.
Be like, this is my life.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this makes sense. But it was actually a really, really, really great movie. And the kids did great, which I was happy about.
Love
and
that.
And then we went to, so I don't know. Have you ever been to Six Flags Safari?
Yes.
They made it so awesome now. So all you mama meatballs out there or daddy meatballs, if you just need a day out with the kids, the Great Adventure Safari now has their open jeeps with like, it reminds me of Animal Kingdom. And
oh my God, I was going to say that. It looked like you were in Disney.
Yes. They have like, they made an entire day of it now. So you go to Six Flags, they have the main park, they have the water park, and then they have the safari. And they made it so like you park, you get out, they have like a whole little eating section. They have like a reptile section. And then you go up and you go into these open jeeps and there's like a safari guide with you. And you just go through the safari. The giraffes were like inside the car with us. It was so cool. The kids loved it. Yeah. So we did that. And then I had like a mommy sleepover with Claire and Danielle and the kids. Us moms got, you know, we drank some wine. The kids played. They were feral. And then they finally went to sleep. And then we like continued drinking our wine. So that was fun.
Love it.
Yeah. So we did a lot. And then I went to Hurricane Harbor. Me and Chris brought the boys to Hurricane Harbor, which was a lot of fun. The boys loved it. We did a lot this weekend.
All right, so I'm glad that you were a better mom than me.
We did a lot this weekend. The Hurricane Harbor was a lot of fun. If you haven't been there with the kids, I highly recommend. It was manageable. But definitely bring Gianni, because I wouldn't have been able to handle it without Chris. Because there's just too many freaking things going on. And Cameron wanted to go in one way. CJ wanted to go another way. There were certain, like, slides Cameron couldn't go on. And he thinks he's, like, 12. So the things CJ could go on, he couldn't go on. So it was just, like, kind of annoying. So we finally found, like, this one little kiddie section that he was able to do all this stuff. But yeah, Hurricane Harbor was really cool. Yeah.
Amazing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And then CJ got, remember I told you that CJ had to get his blood work done?
Yes.
So CJ's blood work had come back the last time we went to the endocrinologist, that this one part that could be an autoimmune disease, like celiac, was off. So they were like, well, was he sick when you brought him the last time? And actually, a lot of our meatballs have been asking me about, like, what had happened with it. So I was waiting until he was not sick to bring him. So Friday, I brought him. And then we just got the results back yesterday that the autoimmune is back into, you know, it's fine. So he doesn't.
See, there you go.
Yeah. So there's no autoimmune disease. Thank goodness. It was right. It was in the right spot. So yeah, I guess he was kind of just coming down with something the last time we brought him, but luckily all of his results were good yesterday. So Mama Meeple was very relieved.
Oh, thank God. I knew he was going to be okay. Ugh.
Yeah. So I feel like I was just, like, kind of keeping myself busy this weekend, because after he got the test on Friday, I was just trying to keep my mind off of waiting on the results, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, but everything came back good, and I'm just,
Thank goodness.
So relieved. Yeah. It's been on my mind since, like, April, because every time I had other appointments, he was sick, and I'm like, cool, now I have to wait. So then I just decided to wait until after school and after our Disney trip, because it was all falling. I'm like, he's going to wind up getting sick between all of those things.
Yeah.
So.
Well, cheers to that. He's amazing. He's good.
So he's just going to be a little small, but we could look in. The doctor said we could look into, like, growth hormones and stuff when, you know, the time comes. So, you know, that's down the road. But you've been through that with Lorenzo, so you get it.
Yeah, Lorenzo didn't want to do the growth hormone, take the shots every single day. I think I brought him when he was, like, 6. He was like, Mom, I'm not doing that. So I was like, all right, honey, but, like, you're going to be a little small, because Mom is definitely tiny. And so Gianni's not that tall either. So it is what it is. He's going to make up for it in personality like we do.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And it's so good. And they're, like, both good. Like, I mean, CJ's small, but Lorenzo's freaking amazing in sports. So, you know, hopefully CJ will be, like, good in sports too, like Lorenzo.
Oh, yeah, I could already tell when he does his baseball and his soccer. He's good to go. Our kids are thriving.
Yes.
Our little meatballs.
Yes. And I'm just relieved, and I'm probably going to have a wine tonight just to celebrate, you know, because I was a nervous wreck.
Well, I'm super excited, because guess what I'm doing tomorrow night? All right, so I'm going down the shore. I'm going down the shore for the weekend, but tomorrow night. Do you remember Roswell, my favorite show?
Yes. You love that show.
Yes. So the actors that play Michael and Maria, I just call them Michael and Maria, but they're going to AC because they have this, like, event they're doing in AC. I think it's, like, I want to say it's, like, 90s actors. I don't really know. But they're debuting their spinoff that they're doing that I appeared in. That's when I went to Mexico and, like, did all that stuff with them. And they're driving down to AC, and they wanted me to come to this convention thing. But, like, I just can't make it because I have, you know, family coming over.
Yeah.
So I was like, since you guys are like, you know, going through the state of Jersey, why don't we meet at Butcher's Block and we can have dinner and then you guys can head down to AC. And yeah, I'm going to see them up. I'm taking them to Butcher's Block.
Oh my gosh. What a fun thing.
I know. I was like, my treat, guys. Meet me there. So I'm excited.
It's going to be so fun. Butcher's Block, first of all, is amazing. And then having your two favorite actors there.
I mean, it's like somebody from like Vampire Diaries. Like you're going to dinner with them.
I know. I have to try and talk to these people from Vampire Diaries.
Literally.
I should message them all like, hi, do you want to come to Butcher's Block?
Yeah, can I bring you to Butcher's Block?
Do you mind, do you want to come and eat at Red Lobster with me?
Yeah, please, before they all shut down.
Oh my, so I went to Red Lobster Monday. I actually have a really funny story. I'm like, I'm disgusting.
Oh my God, what'd you do? You put a lobster in your purse.
No. So me, my mom, and the boys went for lunch because my CJ loves Red Lobster too.
I saw that. Wait. Yeah. So side note, every time you go out to lunch or like dinner, I always like check to scan the table and see if you're drinking a wine.
Oh yeah. I could not have a wine at Red Lobster.
Yeah. I was like, yes, she's having a wine.
So, you know, first of all, the closest one to me shut. So we decided we're going to drive almost an hour to the one. It's like 45 minutes away. So we drive 45 minutes. And I'm not sure when the next time I'm going to eat here is. So I told my mom, I'm like, I'm eating everything. Like I'm getting everything. So we sit down and I like made sure to see if like my waitress like kind of knew who I was. So I could know if I could be like a feral or if I could be.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Could be like decent. Because if they're younger or sometimes like they give off a little something that they kind of know who I am, you know.
But were you like staring at her, like making sure she looks at you?
Well, no, she was just my waitress. So I was like trying to just feed off her energy. And like she was young and she like wasn't acting as if she knew who Jersey Shore was at all. So I was like, okay, I'm going in. Like I'm going to be disgusting.
Oh, she definitely knew who you were.
So I mean, so disgusting. Like I ordered all the crab legs, all the biscuits, all the shrimps. I ordered so much of the melted butter. I ordered like clam chowder, salad, like I went freaking all in. And then CJ loves crab legs too. So I got like three things of crab legs. I got clam strips. I mean, I don't even know. I went, I was gross. At one point, like
you treated yourself.
Oh yeah. And I asked for like, wait, this is embarrassing. Three bowls of lemons.
Three bowls?
Because I put like a lot of lemons on my shrimps. Like I really wanted to enjoy this meal because I wasn't sure like if this one's shuts like that's it. So I was cracking these things open. The freaking crab meat was going everywhere. It got all in CJ's hair and my hair.
You probably looked feral,
like licking my hands with like the butter, like just like not giving a shit. Like I was gross. And CJ was hysterical because when I cracked open one of the things, it like went all over his face and he was hysterical. We were just hysterical. Like we had a great time. And then we're like paying, we're leaving and I'm walking out and my waitress and like three other girls are like, we love you. Can we have your picture? And I'm like, my God. I'm like,
So she didn't want to bother you when you were ordering. She wanted you to like.
She was amazing, and she was and she didn't. She's like, and I should have known because she's like, yeah, I love Red Lobster too. I go on all my birthdays. I'm like, oh, me too. Like I go on all my birthdays. Like
you fill out an application.
No, I can't. I can't. My mom was hysterical in the car. She's like, Dina, you looked like my mom. Was like, you looked a mess.
It's like you've never eaten before.
Literally. And yeah, so she wound up, they were probably in the back like, why does Dina from Jersey Shore need three bowls of lemons?
Stop.
Like, how embarrassing.
I would have filmed you and put it on TikTok.
They didn't. Thank God they were all so respectful and just let me eat my best life.
Let me live.
Really let me eat my best life. So yeah, Meatballs, I went in on Red Lobster. I can't.
Do what you gotta do. When I was hungover, I ordered Burger King. So I love the Burger King chicken sandwich. But then, like, the fries, they just don't do it for me. Like, yeah. I hate the Burger King fries.
McDonald's.
So, yeah, so I got the McDonald's fries, and then I got the Panera mac and cheese.
Oh, wait. So you went to all three different places?
I did all three, and it delivered. No, it delivered to my house, and I, like, got on the couch, and I got all cozy, and I put the pillows up, and I put all the food, and then I was just like, mm.
You're like, yes.
This is heaven.
Gianni was probably like, this bitch is over here with Panera, Burger King, and McDonald's.
Well, literally, he was like, you are disgusting. Gross. He's like, can I go, like, do something? He's like, can I run to the store? Because, like, I was just, like, sleeping all day. Like, I need, you know, when you're hungover like that, like, you really need to rest.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you alive now? Like, can I go?
I get, like, that.
Sure, babe.
Like, honestly, I was a little hungover after I had the sleepover with Claire and Danielle because the kids were up so early and we went to bed.
Oh, like, the worst.
And Chris was like, so, did you drink a lot? I'm like, I don't know, Chris. Stop asking me questions. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, so what if I did? Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get McDonald's. And then he was like, are we going to have some wine tonight? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care to, like, we're going to the Hurricane Harbor tomorrow. I don't want to feel like crap tomorrow. He's like, so you did drink a lot last night. I'm like, stop. I'm like, what do you need me to say it? Do you need me to say that I did?
Gianni and Chris are so the same. So, like, if I like, have wine with my friends and stuff, he's like, so you're going to have wine with me tonight? And I'm like, well, you know, I should take a day off. And yeah. He's like, oh, you're going to have wine with your friends, but not me? I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, jealous.
But I'm like, fine.
No, but I didn't, because then I was, like, I was a little hungover, and I didn't want to feel like shit for Hurricane Harbor. So I feel like I, like, ruined his Saturday night, because he thought, like, me and him were going to, like, have movie night together.
I can't. But, our poor husband.
So I'm like, Chris, do you need me to just say that I did? Is that what you need? You need some reassurance? Like,
yeah, because he wants to say, see, told you so.
Yep. I'm like, so annoying.
Oh, our meatball man.
Yeah, so annoying. Let's talk about how the summer, I can't believe summer is basically almost over. Can we not? Well, you're happy. You're pumped.
So you know me. I love the cold. I hate sweating. It's literally my pet peeve. Like, if I could stop sweating forever, I would. Like, I like summer for, like, a week or two, and then I'm, like, ready for fall, and I just went to Home Goods, and all the fall stuff is out, and the spookies. I'm so excited. I'm trying to transition my store early, but my girls are like, no, like, we hate you. We're not doing that.
Well, didn't you just put it into Christmas in July? What are you going to do, fall in August?
Yeah, I want to transition mid-August.
Oh, okay.
Transition to Halloween.
Got it. I'm enjoying the summer. I kind of, like, wish it wasn't going so fast. And it's so weird because usually I am, like, a fall girl.
Yeah, you are a fall girl. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really enjoying doing all the stuff we're, like, doing this summer. I'm, like,
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't hate it if, like, it wasn't 1,000 degrees out. Like, the humidity, it just doesn't make anything fun.
That does
stink. Like, it really sucks.
Yeah, it does stink. Like, I'm excited. Like, in the summer, they have the Monmouth County Fair coming this week, and I'm pumped for it.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. So I'm really pumped for that. That's, like, at the end of summer. And then, so, I don't know. There's just, like, so many things. I'm having, like, a couple family barbecues. So I just feel like this August is going to fly by.
Oh, no, it definitely is.
And I just
am ready for spookies.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I'll be excited once I'm in there, but I think I'm just enjoying the summer so much. But I just learned how to really cut a full watermelon, so I'm really proud of that.
Wait, what?
like you know, the full watermelon?
Yeah.
Like, I used to really never be able to cut, like, a really nice one.
Oh.
Like, in the triangles.
Uh-huh.
Like, I felt like I was kind of, like...
the pizza slices?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah, so now I'm on a whole watermelon and kick, and then the cherries are ripe this season.
Oh, yeah, if you eat a ton of cherries, like, though,
yeah.
If you eat a ton of cherries, you will have explosive diarrhea, so watch out.
Oh, my God, you got me nervous.
No, you'll have I'm saying a lot, like 50 cherries.
I love cherries.
Same. But like I ate like a lot of cherries and I was on the toilet the whole next day.
Are you sure it was the cherries?
Yeah. Huh. It's a good cleanse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. I gained some weight. So if I have to eat a lot of cherries to lose some, I'll be all right with that.
Wait, but every time I cut a watermelon, I always pretend I'm a serial killer.
Oh.
And I stab it with the knife.
You're sick. You're sick.
Do I need therapy?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just like, this is what I would do if I was a serial killer.
Ew.
I would stab it like a couple of times.
Your intrusive thoughts win.
Might totally. Yep.
Murder. Yes. Ooh, this is what I would do. You
yeah, I was like, ooh, that feels nice.
Ew, psychopath.
I know.
Oh my
God. You know me. I love the crime shows. I love all that stuff. Oh my God, we have to talk about Dexter.
I don't watch that.
Okay, well, you have to start. You can watch the first full 8 seasons on Netflix, and then New Blood is on Hulu, and then now the new one's coming, I think, October 1st, and that's going to be on Paramount. That's going to be on our network and Showtime. I'm so excited. So I ended up binging it because Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it. She's going to be, like, the Miami cop and stuff like that. So this series is taking place, like, way before everything. So when Dexter is, like, a child and then goes to college, then he first starts his job at the Miami police station. So I really need you to binge it. It's not scary because I know you don't like scary, but it's, like, crime stuff. It's, like, yeah. Him being murdered. But he's, like, you fall in love with him. And he kills people that deserve it. And that's, like, in quotes.
So I thought like that. But is it a different story every episode? Because those are hard for me to keep watching. I like when it's like, oh, I can't wait for the next episode to see what happens.
No, yeah, it's all the same characters.
But is it like new stories every episode or does it all go into one?
Well, the drama is still the same, okay. but who he's murdering is always different. Okay. So it's like, all right, now like this priest who is like raping kids, like now he's going to kill him. It's like he kills really, really bad people. He doesn't kill any innocent people.
You know, maybe me and Chris could get into that.
Oh my God, you guys would love it.
He would love
you,
that.
You guys, it's a great freaking series, and I've been binging it for the last month, and now I'm done. Like, I watched everything, and I was, like, living and breathing Dexter and his sister Deb and the whole family and all the police people, and now I'm lost. I don't know what to do with my time. I'm freaking out. So I cannot wait for October 1st. I'm so glad it's on our network, and if they're doing, like, a premiere party, I'm freaking going. Like, literally obsessed. So you guys, binge Dexter, please, so we can all be on the same level.
All right. I'm going to talk to Chris about trying a new show because our big brother just came back on.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, that's our thing. We love Big Brother every year. So
yeah, I need to start watching that.
Like a fun, I don't know if you like it. If it's like it's a reality game show. I don't know if you like that stuff.
No, I like that stuff.
Yeah, so then you might like it.
I mean, if I had to choose, like, what to watch, like, my last thing to watch, it would be, like, paranormal stuff or, like, a spooky.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I like reality stuff like that.
Yeah, so that just started up again. So I'm excited for that. But, yeah, maybe we'll try Dexter, too. We actually just finally watched the new Planet of the Apes that just came out.
Oh, how good was that?
I loved it. I thought it was going to be different. For some reason, the entire time, I thought the girl was the girl from the last one grown up. But this is just like year, like.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like thousands of years.
Yeah. So I think going into it, I was expecting something else. But it was really, really good. I mean, I love all the Planet of the Apes movies. They're so good.
Oh, same. Literally, me and Gianni, our favorite movies together to watch, Planet of the Apes, all the King Kong movies, and then Kong, Godzilla. Like, those are our three jams. Like, we love
it. Yeah, I haven't seen those, but the new Planet of the Apes, highly recommend. It was
And then I'm excited good. For I'm excited for your boy Hugh Jackman because Wolverine is out with Deadpool.
Yes. I think
that yeah, so we need to watch that. I'm do. Souped.
Oh my God, we have to.
I'm literally souped. Like, there's so many good movies out right now.
Wait a second. You know what we haven't even talked about yet, and I wanted to talk about it? Did you see what happened in freaking Yellowstone?
In California?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if it was part of the volcano. I don't think it was the volcano, but it was like the small parts around it erupted.
No, it didn't. See, this is why I would never live in California, because I know that shit's going to take out the state.
Yeah, like people were there looking on Yellowstone Park, like just like, you know, touring around, and it exploded.
See, it's like the movie 2012.
I mean, I really pray the big one doesn't ever go off, but I think everybody was surprised that that happened.
I mean, like, nowadays, like with all the shit going down, like I feel like every week is something crazier that like tops what happened the last week.
I feel like I'm living in a simulation.
No, Gina, this is a simulation.
Because I feel like this isn't real life. Happening.
This isn't like, real.
What is happening?
Ugh.
People are saying we're on a different timeline. Then you have, like, in Yellowstone, things erupting. And then you have Trump getting almost assassinated. Where's Joe Biden? Like, what is happening here?
Bitch, shit is crazy.
I'm like, this is just so insane.
It's like, instead of, like, stressing myself out now with, like, all this shit, I just, like, crack open a wine.
Yeah, I'm not even,
I'm like, you know what?
I have no idea what the frig is happening in this world, honestly.
Crazy pants, man.
Yeah. Meatballs, just buckle up.
Buckle up, meatballs.
Things are getting freaking nuts.
All right, let's get to some fan questions.
Yes. Oh, wait. Does Lorenzo watch Mr. Beast?
No, what is that?
It's a guy. His name is Mr. Beast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's like some drama going on with that, too.
Oh, I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, because so CJ watches Mr. Beast with Chris sometimes, and the kid actually, like, does good for people, but all this drama is coming out, and I was like, this was not on my bingo card.
Nothing is on my bingo card this year.
Because, so, I guess Mr. Beast, he does, like, a lot of, he's, like, really well-known, he made a lot of money, like, doing YouTubes. Lorenzo has to know him. He has Mr. Beast bars. Like, just recently, he went to Africa, and he made, like, wells for all the people that didn't have water. He made,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he made, like, all these housing. He got...
Oh, he's, like, a good person.
Right. So, all of a sudden, nobody was really expecting all this to come out. So, I guess this guy that worked for him for a really long time, his name was Chris. I guess it came out that this freaking guy was talking to young kids. And I guess everybody that was working was like, the kid Mr. Beast, Jimmy, like, knew about it the entire time but couldn't get rid of him because he was around for so long that I guess there could be things that he's doing that isn't good that this other guy knew about. So he just kept him on the team because I guess if he was to, like, leave and give all this information that he doesn't want out, I don't know. It's very dramatic.
Oh, goodness. But
yeah, he's like, this guy got exposed and he's like in on Jimmy's, like on this kid, Jimmy, Mr. Beast's team. And now it's like all this shit is like coming out. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea. I always thought this guy was like a good guy, like doing all these nice things. Like he would do like dog adoption. So I was like, oh good, CJ, yeah. CJ, you could watch this guy, like, you know.
See, but that's usually the scary part about like people that are just crazy and do terrible things. They mask it with doing really good things. And like you think this is like an amazing person, but really like behind the scenes, they're doing like terrible things.
Yeah, so he's transgender that was on his team, or they were talking to a younger child, like 13 years old. So that came out recently. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not sure it's just like starting the drama to come out. And he's like really well known. He's huge.
I'm going to go down the rabbit hole with that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Like, I was so shocked when I heard about it because it's literally CJ watches him like every day.
Well, not anymore, bitch.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess he knew about it. It's so crazy. I'm like, you just never know.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, look at Blippi. Blippi had his own thing, too.
Oh, what a sin, Blippi.
Yeah, you know what happened with Blippi, right?
Yes, and Angela was obsessed with Blippi.
I know.
I was like, let's take a break and go to a Bluey.
I know. I mean, Blippi got through it, but I mean...
Oh, just like Steve, our generation. Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah, but you know,
he has like drug issues.
Oh, was he? Well, still, he's so sweet.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but like he had... Yeah, he was doing drugs.
Yeah, so I don't know what's happened with Mr. Beast, but Meatballs, if your kids are watching Mr. Beast, there's some stuff going on.
Yeah, maybe turn on Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey. You can't go wrong with Bluey.
Can't go wrong with Bluey. I love Bluey so much.
Yeah, so crazy pants. That was not on my bingo card for 2024. Nope. But then again, I mean, none of this happening in the world was on my bingo card for 2024. Oy vey. But all right, so let's go to some meatball questions.
Yeah, so we have Gary from Indiana, and he says, be honest, do you have anything to do with Biden stepping down? And can you two run for president and vice president? And what would your presidential slogan be?
Oh, Dee, we would be the best.
Oh, yeah.
People to run America.
What would our slogan be? We may fall down, but we always get up.
Yeah, or let's get sauced, meatball.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
When the tough gets toughened, we go harder.
Wait, I love that they're like, do you have anything to do with Biden stepping down? Yes, the meatballs decided.
Yeah, we took him out.
Yeah, we decided that was enough. He needs to go lay down, and we're just going to roll ourselves into the White House.
Yeah, he needs to go lay down and have like a peanut butter jelly sandwich and just relax.
Yeah, man, hopefully that's what he's doing, since nobody seems to know where he is right now.
Yeah, where is he?
Well, he's supposed to be, I guess, addressing the nation tonight, so.
Oh, shit.
So, we'll see.
I'm going to watch that.
Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, so if me and Dina ran the country, you guys, we would be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would have health care. We would have a national meatball day where nobody works.
Peaceful. It would be peaceful. Yes. We would get along with all the countries. We would have drinks with all of the leaders of the world.
Yep. And it would just be like a loving world.
Yes. So this I don't understand. Are you guys having a brat summer? What's that? You have a daughter. Is that like a brat doll?
No, yeah, I don't know, because she's like, she's 18 now.
She's not 18. What? She's still a baby.
Well, she doesn't act like that. What does Brat Summer mean? I just asked Siri.
Oh, so Pam. Thanks, Pam. Pam's our producer. She said, a Brat Summer is about Charlie XCX clubbing and having fun. Who? I don't know. We're too old.
Who's that?
I think that we're ancient. I'm not
basically
sure.
Just like having fun clubbing.
I mean, I'm actually not clubbing, but
well, I just did that, and I'm good for the whole summer. Nicole and I almost broke my chin. Yeah, I literally broke my boob and my arm, so I'm good.
Nicole's like, I remember now. I'm 36 years old.
You'll be like, and I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done clubbing, but, like, I've been having my, like, wine nights with my friends and stuff.
Yeah. I guess we'll have our brat summer in our own way.
Yeah. Our meatball summer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever pump your own gas, meatball?
Yeah, so you guys forget. I grew up in New York, so I had to pump my gas, bitches. And then when I moved to Jersey, that's when I was like, holy shit, like... Because I would hate it being the wintertime, and I'd have to stand outside freezing, pumping my gas. And then once I moved to Jersey, I'm like, oh, my God, this is such a service. Like, I love it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever pumped my gas.
Like, never? Like, you wouldn't know what to do?
No, I would not know what to do. I mean, I'm stupid.
You should pump it once.
I would just put it in the thing and push the button, right?
Yeah, you have to, like, pick which gas you want, and then you put it in the thing, and then you push it like a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Because usually if we need to pump gas, Chris just gets out and does it. I guess I should learn, huh? Just in case.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Oh, my God. I have freaking meatballs. I'm getting grays in my hair. I have grays.
Oh, I just pulled three grays out. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. If I put my hair up, my entire side looks gray. It's crazy. I have to go get my hair dyed.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Well, you're also like way older than me, so that's probably why.
I'm like a couple months older than you, crazy. My goodness.
That's like my favorite thing to say to you and Jenny. It like makes me so happy.
You're so annoying. What would you do if you saw Twister in real life? I mean, I think you saw some of that on Jersey Shore. I was ready to freaking book it. Like, where's my keys? I'm running away from this tornado. I'm not being a sitting duck. I'm not trying to be Dorothy. You're gonna be
freaking Dorothy in the car when it scoops you up.
What about the storm chasers? They're safe in their cars. They beat them.
Oh yeah, because they know what they're doing. You would probably drive into the freaking Twister without knowing.
No, I'd be out.
One of my biggest fears growing up was tornadoes. And it just like, I was so scared, like I was going to die in one. Like, I just don't know why I have that fear of tornadoes. Cause you know, I grew up in New York, like we don't have freaking tornadoes there. Like, you know, it just never happens. So then, you know, when we were like doing all these club appearances and traveling, they were like, all right, you have a club appearance in Oklahoma. And I'm like, I don't know if I can go. I was like, have tornadoes there. I was like, I can't fucking go to Oklahoma. And then the last time I was in Oklahoma, there was a freaking earthquake.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. I remember that.
I am terrified of, like, the weather.
Oklahoma.
Like that freaking scares me.
She's afraid of Oklahoma. Anybody, do not invite Nicole to Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, but I have to go for cheer. So when I go, I'm like, I'm just very antsy. I don't like
Delicious.
It. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here's one more really good question. Hi, Meatballs. I'm in the trenches of potty training my almost 3-year-old. Any tips? Corinne from Las Vegas. Corinne, I threatened my son with the police. That's what made him work.
It's not great. It is not great. You threaten Santa, the police, the president. It's not great, and it's not easy.
Oh, trust me. In the beginning, I gentle parented. I was gentle parenting and, you know, trying my best, doing the snack thing. Nothing was working. He was just so lazy, even though I knew he could do it. And then eventually he pooped in his pants and he would like laugh. And I'm like, this isn't funny. You know, like now this is getting like annoying because I know he could do it. So I was like, you know what? Once you turn 3, the police can come over, take mommy for you wearing diapers.
So Giovanna and Lorenzo, they were super easy. So I ended up doing, you know, I went to the Dollar Tree and I got like a basket and, you know, I put like little knickknacks in there, toys, candy, whatever. And every time they would pee, they would get a wrapped toy in the basket. So Giovanna and Lorenzo, so freaking easy. Just a little bribe, a little toy, nothing crazy.
That was CJ. Cameron.
But now Angelo. Angelo, he's not having it. Angelo is terrified of the toilet. I'm trying so hard to like understand and be like, okay, honey, but like, honey, you need to be fully potty trained. So Angelo, he's being very hard for me.
Yeah. It's difficult. It really is. Especially like, I don't know. It seemed like my first one was a lot easier than my second. Like Cameron was just, he was lazy. He could do it. He was just being lazy. And Cameron's a little hard headed, you know? He was like not having it. He's like, no, why? Like, I don't want to. But eventually.
So it's not easy. Godspeed.
Yeah. Eventually it'll happen. Worst comes to worst. You just, you know, you threaten the police.
Yep. You call Santa.
Or call Santa Claus. All right, Meatballs. On that note, I am going to get home. I'm actually
at my mom's. Get home, you are home.
No, I'm at my mom's.
Oh.
I'm at my mom's, yeah.
So she's losing it.
Yeah. I have to get home. I'm going to get home. Chris just got home, so I'm going to bring the kids home, cook dinner, and do all that good stuff. But yeah, I came to my mom's today because I figured she could keep them busy while we did the podcast.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you, Meatballs. Have the best weekend. And yeah, we love you. We did it, D.
Let's get sauced. Bye, Meatballs.